要祝福大家平安嘛。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
Okay, I might. Can you hear me okay, or should I hold it? Is this better if I keep it here? Doesn't matter, huh? Okay. So good to be with you. It's been about 15 months since I was last with you.
离上次我来这里大概有十五个月了。
And so you know, a lot happens in the course of a year.
你知道一年之内就会有许多事发生。
And I just want to begin with a scripture that comes to my mind from the book of Philippians.
我希望先用腓立比书的话来勉励。
If you've got your Bible, we're going to look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 2.
腓立比书第一章第二节。
And I just want to greet you in the name of the Lord.
我奉主的名向大家来问安。
And Paul is writing this letter, says, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里说，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
And it's good to be back with you. I don't know if you were here last time we spoke.
很高兴回到大家当中。我不知道上一次我在这里的时候，你是不是在这里。
But we're still living and we're doing well.
但是我们仍然感谢主，仍然活着，也很好。
And in a moment, I'm going to show you some slides so you can get a feel for what God has been doing with us in Taichung.
等一下，我会给大家看一些图片，就是神借着我们在台中所做的工作。
If you don't know who I am, I'm David Loveland.
如果你还不认识我，我的名字叫大卫 Loveland.
罗大卫。And we call Taichung our home right now.
现在我们台中是我们的家。
And we simply love living in Asia.
我们很喜欢住在亚洲。
I feel like a foreigner here.
回到这里，我好像是一个外国人。
A little bit strange. Don't you think it's a little strange?
这种感觉是很奇怪的，你觉得是这样吗？
Yeah, not enough lights, not enough traffic. I think, yeah, it's just pretty strange.
感觉到这里的灯光，这里的交通的堵塞情况都和原来不一样。
You know, we're sustained on the field because of people like you.
你知道我们能够仍然在这个工厂上是因着你们。
And this church has been a big support to us.
这个教会给我们很大的帮助。
You guys surprised us this past year and you began to regularly support us.
去年你给我们很多的惊喜，因为你们一直不断地支持我们。
And it was one of those things where you're surprised by the grace of God.
其实我们真正乃是惊喜，是神给我们的恩典。
Have you ever experienced that where God just surprises you by showing you His grace?
你曾经因着神奇妙的恩典而惊喜吗？
It's a wonderful experience.
这是一个奇妙的经历。
When God just says, "I'm going to bless you," and you don't know this is coming, but you're going to be blessed.
有的时候神祝福我们，我们还不知道，但是神就是祝福，所以你就会感觉很奇妙。
That's my wife Pamela there. Pam, would you stand?
是我的太太。
Yeah. And she allows me to keep moving.
她让我可以不断的旅行。
We've been married together just about 23 years.
我们结婚大概23年了。
And you see our little boys, they look pretty small.
我们的孩子你可能看到他们还很小。
So you can do the math, you know, mom and dad got started kind of late.
如果你做算术的话，你就可以知道我们大概要孩子很晚。
And actually those two boys, Simeon and Seth, were adopted from Kansas City about 8 years ago.
这两个孩子大概是八年前我们在 Kansas City 收养的。
They were adopted from the Lighthouse.
是从这个灯塔。
Do you know that the Lighthouse? It's a Christian adoption agency.
是一个基督徒的领养的机构。
And so we prayed and God heard our prayer.
我们祷告神也垂听了。
And we prayed for twins.
我们祷告是求得到一个双胞胎。
Now, why did we pray for twins?
为什么我们要祷告得双胞胎呢？
Because we were getting old already. We were 40.
因为我们已经年纪大了，我们已经40岁了。
Now we're 50.
现在我已经50岁了。
And we think, boy, we're starting pretty late.
我觉得我们开始得太晚了。
So we said, let's get going here.
所以我们就说，要赶快点。
And you know, God's big, right?
你知道神是很大的。
I mean, He's greater than we can imagine.
他超乎我们所想的。
So for us to ask for two, three, or four, that's no problem for God.
所以如果我们向他求两个、三个、四个，对神来说没有问题。
Right?
是吗？
So we didn't have enough faith. We only asked for two.
我们的信心还不够大，所以我们只求了两个。
And those two guys are becoming little missionaries.
他们。Yeah.会成为两个小小的传道人。
I'll show you some photos here in a few minutes.
等会我会给你们看一些照片。
Would you look at Acts chapter 14 with me?
Acts chapter 14, verse 20 and 21.
使徒行传
14章20、21节。
Okay. And this is talking about the Apostle Paul.
说到使徒保罗。
And you know, going out in the name of Jesus can be pretty dangerous sometimes.
奉主的名传道，有的时候是要经历许多的危险。
And Paul, you know, sometimes he ran into great difficulty and was, one time he was stoned and people thought, man, maybe the guy's dead.
有一次保罗被石头打，众人以为他死了。
And you know, that's the way it is. Sometimes when you go to the mission field, some places are really, really dangerous.
很多时候当你到一个传道的工厂，那里是非常危险。
There's nothing dangerous about Taichung except driving your motor scooter.
在台中没有比开着你的摩托车到处走更危险的。
That's dangerous.
那个是很危险。
But besides that, 除了这个之外，没有什么问题，哈。
除了这个，besides that, there's not much danger.
Now look at verse 20 with me.
我们看二十节。
This is talking about Paul. He's just laying there on the ground.
保罗就躺在地上。
It says, but when the disciples surrounded him, he got up and went into the city, and the next day he went on with Barnabas to Derbe.
门徒正围着他，他就起来走进城去。第二天从巴拿巴往特比去。
Verse 21, after they had proclaimed the good news to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, then on to Iconium and Antioch.
对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去。
The thing that caught my attention was that the disciples surrounded Paul.
使我特别注意到的就是二十节说，门徒正围着他。
And it's still the same way today. When the disciples back here surround us in prayer, somehow, even though at times we seem almost dead, God revives us.
今天仍然是这样，当传道的人回来的时候，许多弟兄姊妹围着他，在祷告之间，好像似乎要死的人却活过来。
And it is really that way when you're on the field going with the gospel.
当你在传道的地方的时候，当你因着福音向前的时候，
I've been so tired that I just lay down on the bed and sometimes you think, do I have enough energy to even get up?
很多时候是累到一个地步，躺在床上就是问自己说，还有没有力气再起来。
And if the brothers and sisters who send us, if they don't surround us, I don't know, can we get up? Can we keep going?
如果差派我们的弟兄姊妹他们不是围绕着我们，我就不知道我们是不是还能够往前。
But when you guys gather together, two or three, in the name of Christ, you begin to intercede, wow, God begins to move freshly.
当两三个人奉主的名在一起为我们代求的时候，就看见神在那里做工。
We're empowered to get up on our feet again.
我们就得到力量能够再一次工作。
We're empowered by God to stand like Paul tells the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 6, to stand before God.
我们就得到力量，像以弗所书这样说，为主能够站立得住。
We're empowered to go back into the city and continue to minister in the name of Christ.
我们就能够得到能力，回到那个城中继续为主做工。
But this passage is not finished yet. Look at verse 26 in the same chapter.
我们再看二十六节。
And they came to Antioch. And this is verse 26, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had completed.
他们从那里往安提阿去，从当初他们被众人所托蒙神之恩要办现在所做之工，就是这地方。
And the scripture says, when they arrived, they called the church together and related all that God had done with them.
到了那里聚集了会众，就述说神借着他们所行的一切事。
And how God had opened a door of faith for the Gentiles.
并神怎样为外邦人开了信道的门。
And so we feel that God has called us to come back each year to give you a report of all the great things that God is doing.
所以神召我们就是每年回来，我们向大家报告神借着我们所做的一切奇妙的事。
And because your support is so generous, we're able to come back each year and report what God has been doing in the last maybe 12 to 15 months.
因为你们实在是你们的捐赠很慷慨，叫我们每年能够回来来报告过去十二到十五个月里所发生的事。
In addition to this, my wife, she's an only child.
我的太太她是家中唯一的孩子。
her dad is in his 80s already, and her mom is not in good health.
她爸爸已经80岁了，她母亲身体也不好。
We cannot be here all the time because we have the call to go with the gospel.
我们不能经常在这里，因为我们的护照是要传福音。
But because of your support, we're able to come back each year and spend a good month with our family just encouraging our elderly parents.
凭着你们的帮助，我们可以每年回来，能够花时间跟父母住在一起。
We come back to Kansas City.
我们回到 Kansas City.
Because this is the place where we were commended to the grace of God.
因为在这里，我们是在这里蒙了神的恩。
Just like we see here in the letter that Luke has written.
就像我们在这里读到路加所写的。
And we're happy to report that God, much like Paul, has opened a great door for the gospel.
在这里很高兴告诉大家，实在就像使徒行传里所写的一样，神为我们开了传道的门。
And you know, you cannot explain how this happens. You only know that God is working, and you see Him opening hearts and lives in Taichung.
我们不知道这怎样发生，但是你能够看得见神在做工，他就打开那心，叫人接受。
God opened a door for us.
神为我们开了门。
And we still sometimes are just so overwhelmed by what God is doing in our midst.
我们就很多时候就我们为着神在我们当中所做一切的事，我们真的是感觉奇妙。
People are responding to the good news.
人对福音有回应。
And I never get tired of seeing that.
Yeah.
I never get tired of seeing people who are in their 20s, especially young people, people in their 20s and in their 30s that come, they keep coming back, they're being wooed by God.
很多年轻人20岁30岁的年轻人他们来了他们又回来他们因着神而得到感动。
是啊 or 被神吸引是不是 Yeah. Wooed by the Holy Spirit of God.
因着圣灵 被圣灵吸引。
That's your English word for today, okay? W-O-O. Wooed by God. You know, sometimes we say, well, I found God. And that's okay. You know, we're family. We can talk that way. But really, the truth is, it is God that is wooing us to Himself. It's God who initiates. It's God's glory that we're talking about. And so the focus is not on what we're doing, but on how we're simply responding to how God has first acted. I want to share another scripture with you. This is from the book of Luke. You might be familiar with what happened here in this story. Luke chapter 1. And I was coming through doing some devotionals recently and read Luke chapter 1 about the song of Zechariah.
我在灵修的时候读到路加福音这里第一章这里乃是撒迦利亚的诗歌。
And this is when God came to Zechariah and told him the good news that he was going to be a father.
神告诉他一个好消息他要做父亲了。
And even though he was an old man, God said, listen, a young boy is going to come from you and be a great prophet for God.
那当他那时候已经年迈，但是神对他说，你要得一个孩子，他要成为一个大的先知。
And we see here kind of a song, like a prophetical song that is recorded from Zechariah.
这好像是一首预言的诗歌。
And I want you to notice, maybe you've seen this scripture before, but I think it's very powerful.
你可能已经读过，但是我觉得这圣经乃是大有能力。
And this song focuses on God and how God always keeps His promises.
它的中心就是神怎样的行事，他怎样的成全他自己的应许。
And how God has had this wonderful plan of salvation or redemption that He is bringing to pass, that He is fulfilling.
实在很奇妙，就是神为着他的救恩，为着他的救赎，怎样来完成他自己的计划。
Why don't you read it with me? Actually, I think we have this on PowerPoint. Yeah, do we have the PowerPoint slide for this? Maybe we could look at it together. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, very good. Good. I'm sorry, okay, that's Acts 18, huh? Okay, I guess I need to go back a little bit. Bear with me just a second. Yeah, actually, it's Luke right there. We might be okay. Is that it? Can you guys see that okay? Okay. Kind of difficult to see. I won't use red anymore. I'm sorry. I apologize for using that. I'll read it and you do your best to see if you can see it. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free. I don't know if you want. Do you want me to read the whole thing first and then you translate, or English? England, Jogolama. England, Jogola, huh? Okay. Okay, He has raised up for us. Do you want to read it with me? Oh, it's not there anymore. I'm so sorry. Oh, there we go. Hey, good. These guys are really fast back there. They already changed the color of the font. Okay. Wow, you got a great PowerPoint team. Okay. Let's read it together. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of His servant David. Through His holy prophets, He promised of old that He would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant. I'm so sorry. This was the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Oh, sorry. Can you see it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we? To set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship Him without fear, holy and righteous in His sight all the days of our life. And see, that's what happens when the Holy Spirit speaks to a man or a woman. One of the first things you see coming out of their mouth is they will articulate the great plan of redemption that God has from the beginning of time. You see, it's all about God. Our life is intimately in every way connected to Him. And you and I, we're just a small part of God's glorious plan of reconciling the world to Himself. And I'm so glad I'm a small part of it. Are you glad that you're a part of it? And that's why God's called you. And that's why we keep speaking about God and the glory of God and the will of God. And then I want you to see what happens in the next verse.
我们要来看下一节圣经.
Zechariah turns his attention to his boy.
他把这个注意关注转到这个男孩子.
To his baby.
他的婴孩.
And he says, you will go before the Lord to prepare His way, to give His people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. You know, sometimes I feel a little bit like I've heard the call to go. I mean, to go just like John was sent to go. You ever sense that?
你有这感觉吗?
I think all of God's people sometimes have a sense that God is telling us to go.
我相信神的儿女,
I mean, I understand what the New Testament says, that we're all different and God has gifted us in unique and special ways.
我们都很独特,
and for some of us, God has called us to actually go with the gospel. And I sense that's the call that we have, my wife and I. We go before the Lord to prepare His way. It says to give His people there in Taichung, knowledge of salvation.
叫属于他的人,
so I spend a lot of time going and giving God's people there in Taichung knowledge of His wonderful
and glorious salvation.
所以我经常来到台中，要把关于神荣耀救恩的知识告诉他们。
And when they find out there's forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ, their hearts melt.
当他们听见在耶稣基督里面的赦罪之恩的时候，他们的心就融化。
Because people know that they have a sin problem.
因为人知道他们有罪的问题。
And they're so excited when they find out that the sin can be removed through Christ and through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当他们非常激动，当他们听见说，因着耶稣基督他的死，他的复活，罪能够被除去，他们的心就激动。
Isn't it amazing when God's light shines on a soul?
当神的光照在人的心里面的时候，是何等的奇妙。
Do you ever get tired of seeing God's light shine upon a human being?
你会觉得当神的光照在我们里面，你会觉得厌倦吗？
I could see it every day for the rest of my life, and I still wouldn't get tired of seeing it.
在我余生每一天如果我都看见我也不会觉得厌倦
God is shining on those in the land of darkness
神的光照在那坐在死荫里的人
And I can tell you in Taichung there's still so many that are dwelling in the darkness
实在来说在台中有许多住在死荫里的人
And they want to know the way of peace
他们想要知道得平安之路
They want to know the way of righteousness
他们希望知道能得到称义之路
So we say, thank you, Lord, for sending us.
所以我们感谢主差遣我们
Sometimes people come up to you and say, oh, you're such great people. You actually, you sacrifice so much, you go.
有时候有人跑来跟我们说啊，你们真了不起，你们牺牲了这么多
Actually, the opposite is true. If you feel that God has sent you, it's more difficult to stay.
如果你感觉到神，如果你感觉到神的差遣，你要
It's not difficult. Going is not difficult.
去是不难的。
Staying, if you told me to stay, that would be really difficult.
叫我留着那就会很难了。
If you said stay in Kansas City and work with us, that would be tough.
如果就像我们留在 Kansas City, 那就会很难。
Even though I grew up in Kansas City.
虽然我是在这里长大的。
And all my family is here in Kansas City.
我的家庭亲戚都在这里。
But it's easier to go because God is going with you.
因为神与我们同去，那去就是更容易的。
And we live our life before the presence and before the face of God.
在那里我们可以在神的面光中过我们的生活。
So it's a little bit like what Moses said to God. He said, Lord, if you go with me, okay, no problem, I'm going.
就像摩西对神说的，如果你与我们同去，那我就去。
He says, if you don't go with me, God, I can't handle it.
如果你不与我同去，那我是做不了的。
I can't go.
我不能去了。
But if you go, no problem, I'll go.
如果你去的话，我就去。
That's the way it is with God.
这就是神的路。
Now, as we're looking in the Bible, I want you to look at Acts chapter 18.
那我们再看《使徒行传》十八章。
You know, when we go, sometimes we kind of run into problems. Sometimes we meet hardships along the way.
很多时候我们在路上就遇到困难。
Difficulties and challenges that actually test your faith at times.
困难和挑战就试验我们的信心。
Sometimes we feel overwhelmed in Taiwan.
有时候我们觉得精疲力尽。
Not so much overwhelmed by the enemy, but many times overwhelmed that so many people are responding to the good news.
有很多时候不是因为仇敌的缘故，乃是就是有这么多人对福音有回应。
And quite frankly, on Sundays, sometimes when we leave after Sunday, we're just completely exhausted.
很多时候我们主日要回家的时候，我们已经力气都用完了。
We've spoken with so many of our dear Taiwanese brothers and sisters, and they're so open, and we spend time listening and praying with them. I just go home, and I'm just completely exhausted.
因为有许多许多的台湾的弟兄姊妹，他们的心非常敞开。要跟我们交通，所以当我们回去的时候，已经精疲力竭。
And because my wife and I were 50 now, you know, sometimes energy is a problem.
你知道我们都五十岁了，所以我们的体力有点问题。
And getting out of bed sometimes is a problem.
有时候这个睡着也会有点问题。
We feel sometimes we're just exhausted.
我们就是觉得精疲力竭了。
We could really, we really appreciate and need your prayers.
我们实在。很感谢也很需要你们的祷告
You ever feel overwhelmed?
你有没有感觉过这样疲劳
Overwhelmed because God is doing so much in your life
因为神在你生活当中做了如此多的事
That's the way I feel sometimes in Taiwan Just overwhelmed
我在台湾常常就有这样的感觉
Too many needs
需要太多了
Too many problems
问题也太多了
Too many marriages that are really, you know, not doing well.
有许多婚姻的问题。
Too many people that are eager to get with you because they want friendships and they want to know God.
有很多的人他来靠近你，他们希望得到友情，他们也希望能够知道神。
And sometimes I feel scared.
有时候我就害怕了。
This is kind of unusual for me because my problem when I was younger was I was overconfident.
我知道这对我就是一个问题，因为我小的时候我的问题就是我太自信了。
But as we grow in Christ, then God changes our perspective.
当我们在主里面成长的时候，神就会把我们的眼光改变。
And we realize, wow, we are really weak.
我们就知道说我们是何等软弱。
很软弱。
软弱。
地无助，是不是？
没有帮助。
You feel like, okay, without the Lord's strength, literally without your strength today, God, without your power today, I can do nothing.
我们是真实的感到说，神没有你的力量，我什么也不能做。
And when you start speaking that way and you start praying that way, it's then that God really works through you and I.
当你这样的说，当你这样的祷告的时候，神就在你里面做工。
You know, even Paul sometimes felt overwhelmed.
你知道保罗有时候也是这样的感觉。
I want you to look at Acts chapter 18 with me just for a moment.
那我们再看使徒行传十八章。
Look at chapter 18, verse 8 through 11.
八到十一节。
And Luke says, and many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, believed and were baptized. That's verse 8.
第八节。许多哥林多人听了就相信受洗。
Verse 9, and the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, Paul, don't be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
Verse 10, for I am with you and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people.
有我与你同在，并没有人下手害你，因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。
And Paul stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them.
保罗在那里住了一年零六个月，将神的道教训他们。
And I just want to tell you, I feel like God is telling my wife and I to stay.
我告诉你们，我的感觉，神要我和我的太太是留在那里。
I really, this verse speaks to me to go on speaking there in Taichung.
我感觉到这个圣经呢是对我说话，叫我们在台中来传神的道。
I pastor the congregation there of about 100 people. It's mostly people that are in their 20s to 40s age range. It's a bilingual congregation.
那里的弟兄姊妹大概有100人，大概都是20岁到40岁之间。我们也是用两种语言同时。
And it's so encouraging when God takes His word and just speaks to you freshly like this.
实在对我们来说很受激励的，就是看见神的话。能够有效地进入人的心。
I feel like God is telling us to stay.
我觉得神告诉我们说要我们留下来。
We've been there 3.5 years.
我们去了三年半。
And I feel like we're just getting started.
我感觉我们只不过是刚刚开始。
Some neat things are happening.
有许多的事发生。
And so I feel very strongly God saying, I want you to stay and I want you to keep speaking this message of hope, this message of reconciliation.
我里面的感觉很确定，神乃是要我们继续留在那里，然后就像保罗一样来传这个赦罪之道。
So when God sends you, He sends you with a message, right?
当神差遣你的时候，他给你一个信息。
Do you know that message?
你知不知道那个信息？
You can't go unless you have a message.
如果你没有得到信息，你不能够出去。
Do you know the message?
你知不知道这个信息？
We find the message all throughout the Bible.
我们在圣经上有许多的信息。
Sometimes we call it the gospel.
我们把它称为福音。
Sometimes we call it the good news.
就是我们称为好消息。
It's communicated in 1,000 different ways throughout the Old and the New Testament.
有千百种方法在旧约圣经和新约圣经里把它传递出来。
Here's an example of the message.
这里是这信息的一个例子。
You can look at it with me, Isaiah chapter 60.
以赛亚书六十章。
Chapter 60, verse 1 through 3.
一到三节。
I think I want you to read it with me.
我们一起来读。
Can we do that together? Okay, sorry, maybe I'd do this way. Yeah, here it is. Let's read it together. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. For behold,
Darkness covers the land. Deep gloom enshrouds the peoples. But over you the Lord will rise, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will stream to your light. And then I want to go down to the next verse, the very end part of this passage, verse 3, says, the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. That's the message He has given us to share. And that's what they need to hear. Arise, your light has come.
兴起发光,
we could spend a lot of time and just preach this one passage, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 3. Many people have been asleep in the darkness for a long time, but God comes and He calls us to arise, to stand up. The light has come. It's the glory of the Lord that has dawned upon you and I. And you can see it on their faces there in Taichung. I see it when I stand before them like this and I begin to share God's word with them. And I ask them to, those that are brothers and sisters in the faith, I ask them to look out among where they work and where they go to school, where they serve, and their families. And I remind them that darkness covers the land. But I like this verse. But over you the Lord will rise.
我喜欢这些圣经，就是说神要兴起来。
Over you the Lord will rise.
耶和华要起来。
Would you say that to your neighbor? Over you the Lord will rise. 用英文比较好，就是神的话，好不好？ Over you the Lord will rise. Huh? Can you tell that to your wife, your neighbor, your brother or sister sitting next to you? Over you, the Lord will rise. His glory will appear upon you. You belong to Him, right? If you belong to Him, you will see His glory upon you. Nations, other peoples will stream to you. So I don't spend a lot of time trying to strategize in Taichung how we can go out and reach the people. How come? Because they're streaming to us. I'm serious, they're streaming to us. We don't have time to think about putting together a strategy to go out to them. They're streaming to us. People are looking for the light. When they see the glory of God, they stream to it. Because the Lord is the everlasting light. He's the glory. Jesus is the glory of God. I want to give you a glimpse of what we're doing there in Taichung. That's my son on the left, Simeon, and the other boy, Seth.
我的儿子西缅和Seth.
八岁半, huh?
8.5 years.
And this is about a year ago when they graduated from 大班, 幼稚园的大班, okay?
This is a year ago when they graduated from kindergarten.
And then we decided not to put them in American school. We decided that we wanted to go deeper into the culture, so they're in a public school now in Taichung.
我们要把他放在美国人的学校里面，我们是把他放在，我们想他们更深的了解这个文化，所以他们是在公共学校里面。
There's Seth in the first grade class.
这是他的一年级。
And the boys speak pretty good now.
他能够说得很好。
And there they are at Taiping Elementary School.
这是在他们在太平小学。
And they're the only two foreign boys in the school, I think. There's about 1,000 children, but I think they're the only two 外国人. So you can imagine they get a lot of attention. They're taking Taekwondo. And they like it. And they're already using it on daddy. They have school uniforms.
这是他们的,
and because they are in first grade, they only go half a day. And so this is someplace close to school. We go there sometimes for lunch because it's 50 NT. 50块钱, there you go. And that's about $1.50, right? Yeah. This is how we travel in the city. I have a really big head, so I can never find a helmet to fit me. But having a motor scooter is really convenient. As you might remember, those of you who read our newsletter, we were living for some time last year on a seminary campus. And this was a beautiful campus. We lived there for about a year and a half. And you know, there's so many places to run and play that this happens all the time. You know, the boys they hit their head. You know. Blood running down their face. This was a really quite a shock for mom and dad. And we took them to the emergency room. It's happened about 3 times now. Really, these guys are, you know, they're boys. Well, something happened about 6 months ago. We got notice that they were going to finally sell the campus. And they've been waiting to do this for about 10 years. They sold the seminary campus. Don't I, son? Sure, yeah. They sold it, and there's our home. They leveled the whole campus.
And
that was really tough for us. Because that campus was like a paradise for our boys. In Taiwan, there's no space, so you just can't find a large place like that to run and ride your bike and play all day. The boys just love that campus. But that's what it looked like after they had leveled all of the property on the campus. Actually, last year was kind of tough because we were having to move 3 times. And this one brother who's a part of our church, we didn't even know him really. He said, listen, we'll put up your family free. You don't have to pay us. They put us up for 6 weeks. He's like an angel of God to our family. He didn't know me, I didn't know him. He just heard that he heard there's a missionary family that needed a place to stay, and he said, Lord, use me. Some of you who are getting the newsletter, sometimes reading, praying for us, you might know that we're working with a church called Grace Church.
如果你读我们的信的话，你会知道说我们所做工的地方叫做恩典教会。
The senior pastor of Grace Church is on the left. His name is I don't know if you know Du Mushi.
这个他们的主任牧师是在左边, 名字叫杜牧师。
And then in the Kansas City area, we work with not only your church, but we're part of what's called the Great Commission Churches, and this is one of the pastors that I report to. Next to me on the left side, Doug Brown.
在旁边那个牧师就是我向他报告的牧师, 他们是 Kansas City 另外一个, 大使命教会。
He comes over maybe once a year just to see how our family's doing, and actually I want to let you know that if you'd like to come over and visit, we have a nice home now. I'll show you in a minute. We have a nice place, and we can put you up if you want to come to Taichung.
他每年会来就是看我们生活的怎么样。 如果你们有兴趣来看我们的话，我们现在住的地方很好，我可以等一下给你们看。
So we got
asked Doug to come and actually do a retreat for our staff. We have a staff of about 8 or 9 people.
当他来的时候，我们同工大概八九个人，我们就会有退休。
And so we went to a nice place in the middle of the island called Sun Moon Lake.
所以我们就会在一个美丽的小岛上。
And God just gave us a great time, and Doug shared the word of God with us.
我们就在那度过一段美好的时光。Doug 在那里给我们传神的话语。
On the right is our secretary Fay, and then these are some of the other co-workers that work with us.
就是我们的秘书，还有我们其他两位同工。
Yeah, it was just a great time.Then after we stayed and we got back from the retreat, and it was time for us to move again.
但我们从退休回来，我们就要搬家了。
That's my wife Pam, and this is the place that we moved to about maybe 4 months ago.
这是我的太太，我们大概四到六个月前搬到这里。
And we didn't really have time to look for a suitable housing, and so we moved in. But Pam, she simply didn't like the place.
是我们没有时间来找。寻找，所以说他不是很喜欢这个地方。
Now I've been married for more than 20 years, so when my wife says I don't like the place, I listen.
当你结婚了二十年，你就会知道说，当你太太说她不喜欢什么，你就要好好的听。
Okay, so husbands, I want to talk to you for a second. When your wife says she's not happy, you got to listen.
当你太太说她不高兴的时候，你就要竖起耳朵来听了。
Because if Pam is happy, we just keep on serving, right? Right? We can just keep on serving the Lord. We keep on moving forward. If Mama's not happy, wow, everything changes, right?
如果太太她是很高兴的时候，我们就继续的侍奉神，不然的话就有问题了。
Well, we got busy with all of our retreats and moving, and we forgot that we had an ARC, a Jilio Zun, and it was time to renew, and we overstayed our year in Taiwan.
当我们在不断的搬家、退休会这很多的事情时，我们忘记我们居留的时间已经超过了，而且超过了一年。
We've never done that before.
我们以前从来没有发生这样的事情。
And it's 真的很麻烦。I don't think we'll ever do it again.
我想以后我们再也不会让这样的事发生了。
You've got to leave the country.
你必须要离开这个国家。
And so we decided, okay, if we're going to leave the country, we're going to have a little fun.
所以我们就想说，哎呀，如果我们要离开这个国家，我们就要
you know,
寻找点快乐。
Men and women so different, right? So my thought, okay, we go to Hong Kong, stay maybe one day, visit friend, we come right back, keep working.
所以我在想说，我们就经过香港，然后一两天就回来，然后我们就继续工作。
And my wife looks at me like, what? No, let's go to Thailand.
不，我们要去泰国。
She said, we never take a break.
我们从来没有休息过。
And so let's take a little 4 or 5 day vacation in Thailand.
那我们就说大概有四五天的假期，休假在泰国有四五天。
So I listened to my wife again.
所以我就遵从了太太。
She's right so much of the time, you know.
很多时候她都是对的。
And so we went, and God really refreshed us. He renewed us. We were so tired from the move and the big retreat, and we just had a great time in Chiang Mai. Outside is Chiang Mai, Taiguo.
我们在清迈过了四五天，实在有好的休息，重新得力。
The boys found we found a wonderful resort in the mountains. The boys went fishing.
我们找到一个很好休假的地方，男孩子他们去钓鱼。
Elephant show and we got a ride on the elephants.
他们也有机会骑到大象身上。
We went down rafting down the river.
我们在河里漂流。
And so God took something that was a blunder. I don't know, brother. You know that word blunder? He took a blunder and he turned it into a blessing.
有时候我们有错误，但是神把它变为祝福。
He does that in our lives, right?
神实在在我们生活中这样的行。
We don't have to punish each other all the time when we make blunders.
当我们有错的时候，我们不要彼此的惩罚。
Blaming each other. Now I told you, you should have checked. We got to leave the country now. My wife simply said, "Hey, let's take a vacation."
我们不要彼此的埋怨，就像我太太也可以说，这一切都是你造成的，或者怎么样。但是我太太却说，让我们来一个休假。
Let God take the blunder and make it a blessing.
让神把一个错误变为祝福。
Amen. We can do that, right? Is God able to do that? He is.
我们可以这样做，因为神愿意如此行。
You only need one person in the marriage who's smart. My wife, that's her. And she's thinking, no, don't worry about it.
婚姻当中只要有一个人聪明就好了，那是我的太太。
Now, who are the people that serve with us that make the ministry happen? This is one of our ministers here. She serves full time. Cindy, you might read about her in the newsletter. This girl in the middle is getting married soon. She's from Missouri, and she's been a real blessing. And then Faye is the secretary from heaven. She's my secretary. She's wonderful. And so we spend a lot of time with our core group because we believe that ministry comes out of community. We have a ministry together because we live together in community. When you work for God, when you're working to do the Lord's work, it's not just simply, okay, I'll see you later, but we're involved with one another's lives. This is our staff. Maybe you've seen pictures of them in the newsletter. We find once we got to the field, we didn't know any of these foreign missionaries, but they're young people who come to do short-term mission work. Maybe we should call it mid-term mission work for 2 or 3 years.
来的国外来的这些年轻的传道，他们是短期来传道，实际上并不是短期，因为有两三年了。They
come over with some kind of mission group sometimes to teach English, and then find our church, Grace International Church, and they just say, "Hey, let's serve together."
他们有的来，只不过是开始就是一些传道机构，他们从教英文开始，但是他们遇到我们教会的时候。
Now, if you read the newsletter, you might know that there's a lot of ministries that are happening right now in our community. On Tuesdays, we have a student cell group. On Wednesday night, we have a bilingual Bible study. And another place on Wednesday night, we have a cell group for, you call a small group, cell group for young adults who are working. On Friday night, there's a group for women. These are women who like to study the Bible together in English, so we call it WOW. On Saturdays, once a month, the men get together. They go out and bicycle, hike, play tennis, do something together, building our relationship around Christ. So we have a bilingual congregation, so about 80% of our congregation is Taiwanese, and about 20% is foreigners. And then my wife and I, we lead a cell group or small group for young families, and so our young families continue to grow in our congregation. These are the people really serving very closely with us as we do family ministry. These are some of the future leaders. These are actually our small group leaders here. The woman in the middle, she's a professor at China Medical University, and she is doing an amazing work. That's my wife leading the, she actually oversees the Sunday school for children. I don't know if you've been reading the newsletter, but this past year, we've really been focusing on equipping the saints.
今年我们牧师的中心是在装备圣徒。And
so we had to start it from nothing. Really, there was no kind of extra classes that helped people learn the basics of the Christian faith and all of these, what would you call it, doctrines of the faith. So we organized some classes for those to come who really want to grow and learn. And she's our translator.
这是我们的为我们翻译的。我们就是有许多的课程，乃是为了要追求信仰的人。
She's done a great job for us. Sorry, I'm not sure. There's a male some of fine. Why is it a bang way shama? I sound take a male some of fine.
Oh, it's moving.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay, very good. This is an example of the equipping classes right here. We meet an hour before our services begin. This is from our most recent baptism, and so as you can see, some of the people responding to the gospel are young adults.
这是我们最近是受浸的，你可以看见说他们乃是很年轻的。
I've been very encouraged because recently, the people who are getting baptized and walking in obedience to God are those people who are also going deeper into the community of our church and participating in small groups.
我感到很欣慰，就是最近有很多得救的，他们乃是因着这些小组，他们在社区当中，他们有很深入的。
This is Zhang Mu Shi. He's a retired pastor, but he does not know how to define the word retire.
这是一位退休的牧师，但是他不知道退休的定义。
So he's still working very hard.
他仍然很殷勤的做工。
And he's phenomenal. He always stays after our Sunday services and prays for about 1 hour with whoever is struggling. He's just a wonderful shepherd in our congregation.
当他主日完了之后，他仍然留在那里来帮助很多需要的人。
I learned a lot from Pastor Daniel about how to serve in the Taiwanese context.
我从他身上学到了很多如何在台湾来侍奉。
Because our ministry is a lot about using English, interpreters are showing more and more. We have a new group of interpreters that God is raising up to work with us as we go out and share the good news.
我们有一个团队，他们翻译的团队，我们在一起做工，一起来传福音。
So we've decided that there's so much interest among people who want to be fluent in English and to translate from Mandarin into English and English into Mandarin that we're offering workshops each year now to raise them up and to train them.
因为有许多人，他们都想能够很流利的从中文到英文，英文从中文，所以我们就有一个特别的班来帮助他们。
This is my favorite ministry.
这是我所喜欢的一个服饰。
I go in the evening to swim.
在晚上我们去游泳。
And God has opened up, I'm serious, God has opened up many doors for me to share the faith there at the place where I go swimming in the evenings.
当我晚上游泳的时候，神也为我开门，叫我有机会传福音。
You know, sometimes you just go there and you're tired and you don't want to talk to anybody, but God is working and I have so many friends at that pool who are very interested in hearing more about the good news of Christ.
有时候我去那里游泳池里已经很累了，也不想跟任何人说话，但是神就在那里为我预备人，有许多人愿意听。
Something very special happened this year.
今年有很特别的事发生。
Simi came to know Christ as his personal savior.
他西面他个人他已经接受耶稣基督。
弟弟也祷告，可是我们不太确定。真的。But we know, we could see very clearly that God had 吸引西面到神的面前，就是能够打开他的心，接受耶稣当他的救主啊。
We are certain that Simeon has been attracted to God himself.
Yeah. And so we've been really touched by the good work that God has begun in Simeon's life.
神在西面身上所动的功效，我们很感动。
Thank you for standing with us.
感谢、yeah. 谢谢你们啊。与我们一同站立。
As we go forward, we will continue to follow the course that God has given us.
当我们向前的时候，我们要继续沿着神给我们带领的路。
We know that it's very important that they have good, sound biblical teaching.
我知道他们需要很坚固的教导。
And so we put an emphasis on really knowing God and being familiar with the Word of God.
所以我们所注重的就是要叫他们真的来认识神。
But it's like here, you know, people are not always impressed with your teaching as much as your living.
但是同样，就像在这里，很多人他们不是受你教导的感动，乃是要看你的生活。
They want to see if you really, really believe what you're teaching.
他们要看说你是不是真的相信你所教的。
And so Paul gives us the good balance in the New Testament. He says it's both your life and your teaching together.
那保罗他在新约就给我们很好的平衡，他说是你和你的教训。
He says, "Watch your life, Timothy. Watch your teaching, your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers."
他劝勉提摩太说，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
You know, God is not in a hurry.
你知道神做事不匆忙。
And when He works.He works in his own time.
他做事按他自己的时候。
And so we're not trying to rush God. We're just asking God to continue to use us, but we know that it takes time.
我们做事我们并不是要去要神匆忙，我们乃是要等候神的时间。
And it takes a team.
也需要有一个团队。
Some of our team is in Taichung.
我们有的团队在台中。
Some of our team is right here.
有的是就在这儿。
Right? And together we're the God's team.
我们在一起，我们乃是神的军队。
And your role is so critical to the mission.
你们对于我们的事工都非常的重要。
Really, the role that you play is critical to the continuance of the mission.
叫我们可以这个侍奉可以继续。
And God's going to use you right here to make a big difference over there.
神在这里使用你们，叫那个果效能够显在那里。
It takes a while to change the culture of a church.
在一个教会，它的情形很难改变。
When we came about 3.5 years ago, it was mostly just music and clapping hands, but there wasn't anything very deep happening.
当我们三年半去的时候，那个教会只是有一些音乐，他们有一些拍掌，但是没有属灵的深入的东西。
And so we've been asking God to make us a people who know the book, know the word of God, and who love and know the Lord.
我们祷告就是神叫我们成为这个认识神话语的人。
That's pretty important, don't you think?
这是很重要的。
That's what sustains me.
这是叫我能够站立的。
To know the Lord.
认识主。
Do you know the Lord?
你认识主吗？
Do you know the Lord Jesus?
你认识主耶稣吗？
Do you know the God of glory?
你认识这荣耀的神吗？
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for what you're doing right here in this congregation.
我们感谢你在这里所做的一切。
These are your people.
乃是你的百姓。
This is your house.
这是你的家。
We do this for your glory.
我们乃是为着你的荣耀。
We thank you for Jesus.
为着耶稣，我们感谢你。
We proclaim that he is both Lord and Savior.
我们宣告说，他是我们的主，是我们的救主。
We thank you, Father, that you are moving forward with your plan.
父，我们感谢你，是你自己进行你自己的计划。
What you're doing in Taichung astounds me.
你在台中所做的一切叫我们惊奇。
What you're doing here is astounding, O Lord.
你在这里所做的也叫我们惊奇。
And you're working in ways that we cannot even imagine in the lives and hearts of your people.
你所行的超过我们所求所想的。
Lord, we ask that you would have your way here at Grace Kansas City Community Chinese Community Church.
在 Kansas City 行你自己的路。
Have your way here in this congregation, Lord.
在这里。
May your blessing rest upon the elders and the leaders of this congregation. Lord, may you stir up your people to proclaim the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, will you redeem for yourself this next generation of young people who will go on to know and serve the Lord?
把我们下一代交在你的手中，你求你来兴起他们来传你自己的福音。
Lord, you have made us glad.
主，你叫我们的心欢喜。
We will rejoice in your salvation.
我们在你的救恩中欢喜。
We thank you that this is the place where the testimony of Christ continues.
我们感谢你，这里是叫耶稣基督见证能够往前的地方。
Lord, let their love increase here.
让他们的爱能够加增。
In their marriages.
在婚姻的里面。
In their cell groups and small groups.
在小组的里面。
In their Bible studies.
在查经的里面。
In their Sunday school ministries.
在主日学里面。
Among these precious children, Lord.
在这些可爱的孩子里面。
Lord, your blessing is here.
你的祝福在这里。
We ask that you would increase the work that you're doing.
你在这里叫你的话继续显大。
And do it simply for your own good pleasure.
为了你自己的喜悦。
For your own purposes.
为着你自己的旨意。
For your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 会众起立，我们唱诗六百七。